Practice 2. Talk 1. Colour blindness is a misleading term, as it sounds like people suffering from this condition cannot see any colours. In fact, this is not the case. Colour blindness is a condition that makes it difficult to distinguish certain colours. The majority of colour blind people have red-green colour blindness, while a small percentage suffer from blue-yellow colour blindness. Colour blindness is usually a genetic condition passed on from mother to child. However, it sometimes also results from injury or exposure to certain chemicals. Most sufferers are men. Between 8 and 10% of the male population are colorblind, while only 0.5% of women suffer from the condition. Talk 2.
The llama, an animal native to the Andes Mountains, has been an important part of Inca culture since 4000 BC, when it was first domesticated. The llama is able to survive at high mountain altitudes. It can nourish itself on the sparse vegetation found at higher altitudes and still produce meat and wool. Llama meat was an important source of food for all sectors of ancient Inca society. Llama wool, which is somewhat coarse in texture, was used by the common people to weave into clothing. The upper classes preferred the softer wool of the alpaca, a close cousin of the llama. Later on, the Inca people started using the llama as a pack animal. It travels easily over rocky mountain slopes and thus was used to transport goods and maintain connections with distant communities. The llama continued to be important to Inca life for centuries. In the year AD 562, an area of the Andes suffered a drought. This resulted in the deaths of large numbers of llamas due to lack of food and decreased disease resistance.
Talk 3.
It is common knowledge that most small businesses fail within the first 5 years. But small businesses don't have to fail. And if you pay attention to a few key points, you can be successful. You can't start a successful small business without a solid business plan. This is where you show what your costs are and how you will make your profit. It is the first and most important step. Another important point is financing. Most people start their businesses with loans. However, even if you do have to borrow some, it's best to start with as much of your own money as possible, so that you are not burdened with paying back loans during the first, often unprofitable, years of operation. Another thing to consider is the people that you will hire. Make sure that your employees are qualified for the job. Then they will be able to support the success of your business